Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. Steve Maxson. How you doing?
Oh, hey. Not bad, Steve. How are you?
Good.
Hey, good.
I was returning your call.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a call and go over a couple details here. So I got some further information for you. Yesterday we were talking about kind of the initial approval and getting an idea of how long the approval would kind of be good for. Got some feedback on it. So this particular approval, what we have, it's actually a shorter window. So it's a tentative approval. We have 7 days to lock it in and at that point, it would be good until the end of this month. After that, if we wanted to go longer, we would have to submit some more documents to get it updated. But for this current approval, for the 250 at 9 months, I'm generating the documents for it now, and we can sign those, get it locked in within the next week, and it will be good until the end of the month. So you can just let us know, you know, when you want to press play on it, and then we'll just plug and play, submit the funds. But one thing that I needed to know to generate the documents was for the payback, did you prefer the daily payment or the weekly payment?
I prefer the weekly payment.
The weekly payment. Okay. Okay. So what I'm going to do is just generate those documents with the weekly payment built into it, and then I'll send them over to you.
And I guess I'm not clear on the, so you'll send me those, and then I have to execute it within 7 days to get the money before the end of the month, or I have until the end of the month?
No. So we have basically this approval that we have 7 days to lock it in at this rate, and it will be good until the end of the month. So once you lock it in, then you just let us know when you're ready to deposit the funds.
Okay. And if I decide not to deposit the funds before the end of the month, what happens?
Then we'll have to submit some more financial documents. So it looks like it'll be probably just the updated bank statements. But at that time, I mean, these programs change, and it's going to be depending on kind of the cash flow of the business. So to get this approval, we took a pretty kind of a small snapshot of where you guys are at right now. So it's very, very current to just about, I think it's listed as of yesterday. So we have a small window to keep that current program available to us. This is one of it's one of our best programs, but because of that, the stipulations keep it very specific as to the time that we're able to. It just can't be extended over a period of time.
Okay. So what else do I need to do then to have that available till the end of the month?
So
just sign these documents, or?
Yeah, exactly that. And then you would just let me know. Once those documents are signed, you're locked into the program, like it's available to you. And then just let me know when you want to fund, and we'll fund it.
And then at that point, I'm not committed to any expense until the funding is closed.
Correct. So once you would sign these and send it back to me, there would still be another step to the process that we would take. So it's basically a closing call. Where we would verify everything, and then it would be in. But once you have these documents signed, you are locked in to the offer. The offer is still good for you.
Gotcha. Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. So I'm going to send them over to you. I'm still waiting for the funding department to get the actual docs to me because I needed to let them know if it was the daily or the weekly. So it should be within the next hour or so.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I'll send it your way.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call, Steve.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a good one, Sam.
You too.
Bye.